Drover and I went roaring away from the scene of the riot. We switched on sirens and lights and placed ourselves on a speed course to ranch headquarters. Boy, you should have seen us. Mountains, rocks, and rivers flew past us in a blur, and tall trees bowed their topmost branches to the ground in the wake of our powerful engines. But then we found ourselves facing another stone test. Stern test, let us say. Remember those dark, threatening clouds? Well, they had become even darkener and threateninger, and big drops of rain were beginning to fall around us. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was, and no ordinary dog would have attempted a Turbo 5 in the face of such weather. But we were on a mission of mercy, and nothing could stop us. We had to get poor Slim off the windmill tower. Had you forgotten about poor Slim? Not me. My mind held a blazing image of him up on top of the tower, clinging to it with arms and legs while lightning popped all around and the wind tore at his clothes. As we ran, I yelled, "Drover, my report of this incident will say that we were detained by an army of coyotes. They tried to disrupt our mission, and that will account for the time lapse in the so forth. What about the rabbit?" "We won't mention the rabbit for the simple reason that there wasn't a rabbit." "Oh yeah, because it was a badger." "Exactly. We were fighting our way through enemy lines and trying to get help. I think that sounds better, don't you?" Just then, ranch headquarters loomed up before us, and we had to go right into our landing procedures, checking instruments and the hundreds of dials and gauges in the cockpit of our minds, throttling down the engines and bringing ourselves in for a soft landing in front of the yard gate. Once back on the ground, we fought against exhaustion and dehydration and began barking alert and alarm. It was very impressive, but for a long time, nobody came out of the house. Then finally, little Alfred wandered out and saw us sending up flags and flares and warning lights. And thank goodness, he went back into the house and got his dad. Loper came out on the porch and scowled at us for half a minute.
"I wonder what's got him so stirred up."
Then his brows shot up.
"Slim? Where's Slim?" "Oh, I think we've got a problem."
He grabbed his hat and raced out to his pickup.
"Okay, dogs, lead the way. Find Slim."
"Yes, sir." I led my rescue team all the way back to the windmill, and just in time, too, because it had started raining snakes and weasels and pitchforks. But the good news was that Slim was still alive, hugging the tower and trying to keep from drowning. Loper jumped out, fixed the windmill brake, and got the fan shut down just in the nickering of time. When Slim reached the bottom rung of the ladder, he fell down on his hands and knees and kissed the ground. I moved forward to, well, receive pats and awards, as you might expect. You know what he said? He looked into my eyes and said, "Hank, I win the dumbbell award for not shutting off the windmill, but you win the turtle award for taking 2 hours to bring help. What the heck took you so long? Huh? Hey, these people just don't understand." Oh well, I had won the coveted turtle award and had saved Slim from his bonehead mistake. And around here we call that a pretty good day's work. Oh, one last matter. That business about us stopping to chase a rabbit? Nothing but gossip. Don't believe it. A loyal cow dog would never do such a thing. No kidding. Case closed.